Wait a minute.
Kill this.
Birdie num num.
What's up, ladies and gents, and welcome back to another episode of the Birdie Num Num Podcast. Sanjay Manigtala here. I am having a good week, and I really hope you all are having a wonderful week. Today on the podcast, getting right to it, I want to talk about your Tinder profile and being creative, or your any online dating profile and creativity. There is a meme going on right now where you see like LinkedIn, like Facebook, Instagram, and like Tinder, of course. I don't get the Tinder one where everyone is like changing their image, because some of them are being super glamorous, but then some of the other ones, they just don't make sense. But getting straight to it, I want to talk about this. And it's so interesting because a lot of people in our society, a lot of people in Desi culture, we talk about creativity on this podcast all the time, but part of that is your personal life. You know what I mean? And people want to date. They want to go out. They want to meet people. Nobody just wants to sit at bars with their 10 dude friends every single week complaining about the same stuff. And so this sort of stuff is very important. And when it comes to online apps, and when it comes to your personality or your resume, it's funny because so many people, they sell products, they do marketing, they learn SEO, they learn digital marketing, they learn conversion rate optimization and all that stuff. They learn keywords and branding, yet they don't apply that stuff to themselves. And guess what your number one product is in 2020, bro? You. You know what I mean? So you have all these tactics to be discovered for your company or your app, yet you don't apply that stuff to yourself. Case in point, okay? I have a friend of mine, a very good close friend of mine here in Bangalore. Super cool guy, super funny. Ladies, if you want to know, I'll introduce you. But he, like many of my other guy friends, complain about their luck on Tinder, if you will, or any app. And here's what most guys and girls do when it comes to these apps, okay? Like, I was looking at my buddy's profile because I was like, hey, you know, I'm married now. I'm just curious. What does your profile look like? We were talking about that stuff. And I looked at it and I was like, dude, in your profile here, it says you like food, travel, and movies. He was like, yeah, right. And I was like, no, this is so generic and this is so stupid. And everybody likes food, travel, and movies. You know what I mean? He's like, no, what else do I say? And I was like, well, you're not saying anything currently. You're saying a bunch of stuff, but ultimately you're saying nothing. Because when you say, I like food, I like travel, I like movies, what you're saying is, hey, I'm human. Congratulations, you and everybody else on this app, unless some people who just put a picture of just their dog. But like, what are you saying, bro? And people don't apply a little bit of creativity to their profiles, if you will, or their resumes, for example. And it's like, why are you not doing this? And the interesting thing about these apps is it's so easy to just think a little bit about this sort of stuff. Like, spend an hour if you have to, get a friend to do it, get somebody in copywriting or marketing, or look online for examples. But like, there's a term I just talked about, conversion rate optimization, which we hear a lot in digital marketing. And dude, as a comedian, as I've talked about before, you know, my main thing is telling jokes, but if nobody is there to hear the jokes, then what does it matter, right? And if nobody is there to watch the videos, like, here's something, like, dude, I'm on this thing right now where I'm trying to post every day on Instagram, trying to be very active. And I'm posting stuff that was like a 2-year-old tweet or a 3-year-old tweet that I had got like 30 likes on in like 2016. And now I'm getting 40,000, okay? Or 20,000, I exaggerated, but 20,000 likes on something that was good back then. I just didn't have the reach. So here's something a lot of people do when it comes to this stuff. If something doesn't work, they just assume. And, you know, naturally, we can always make room to improve, and we can always be like, our art should stand the test of time. But again, if nobody sees it, what does it matter, dude? If Will Smith can get active on Instagram because he knows even he has to market, what's our excuse, right? So what this has taught me, right, of reusing old content and realizing it is about distribution and consistency is on these apps, right? Speaking of conversion rate optimization, like, there's a term, that's what it's called, CRO, which a lot of the gurus, you know, all the people are kind of preaching these days. And my cousin just has a picture with Gary Vee. He's making freaking laptops for his team, which I think is so cool. But a lot of these guys talk about, like, let's say you have a website or a blog and your goal is to get 1,000 readers and one of them to make a purchase, right? So your conversion rate is 0.1%, right? Or whatever it is. So, or 0.01%. I'm not sure. I think point 1% would be 100. So point, yeah, okay, whatever it is. So let's say that you know, 1 out of 1,000 people are converting. Now, if you want to double your business, what do you got to do? You got to get 2,000 people so you can get 2 out of 2,000 to convert. But is that really a good use of your time, or would it much rather be better to, would it be better? Why am I forgetting English today? Okay. Would it be better for you to instead try to win 2 out of 1,000? Because if you double your conversions rather than double your audience, you're still going to have the same result, which is now 2 customers, right? And with this online dating and all that stuff, I don't understand why people don't do it. Like my buddy, he was like, yeah, I like food, travel, and movies. And I was like, dude, you are saying nothing. But you can definitely say the same stuff and say it better and actually have it be meaningful by changing it around. And he's like, well, what do you mean? And I was like, well, you know, and he has a dog, a very cute dog, right, that he puts up, you know, in his photos, because who doesn't love dogs? But again, if you just say food, travel, movies, and dogs, you and everybody else, you're a human being in 2020, right? But I was like, okay, his dog now, for example, is named after a Quentin Tarantino movie. I don't want to say his dog's name, so I'm gonna give away my friend's identity. But I was like, dude, you could easily on your profile instead have like a picture of you holding your dog and be like, you know, my dog is named after Tarantino's best film. Any ideas? And there you go, man. You have now implied that you like movies by showing that your dog is named after a Tarantino film. You've also segmented the market, because I'm assuming you're not looking for women who like the latest Rajnikanth film, or maybe you are, but you're probably looking for people who like these hipster Hollywood flicks and are a fan of, you know, Western cinema. And that's probably going to give you a certain type of chick that you're looking for, right? And, you know, you've implied you like dogs, you've showed your dog, and like, you know, who doesn't like travel and movies? And dude, so many people, like, they just put a photo like straight up into the camera. Dude, you know how we say a picture is worth 1,000 words? Not all the time. A picture can be worth 1,000 words, but you got to put stuff in the background. Like I'm putting these books here and other things, right? And if you just have pictures of your head straight on, like dominating the thing, that says nothing. But if you say, if you want to tell people you like travel because you want to do that trip to Goa with your lady on the like fifth date to, you know, get away from the city, but we know why. If you want to do all that stuff, then you could have a picture of you by the beach or in the mountains or in the hills or in the jungle or spotting a leopard or whatever. Like there are so many ways to get your message across. But what most people do is they on the nose just type them out and then nobody reads them, because that is the problem, right? No, like we have no idea how to clear through the noise. And for women on these apps, dude, it's a freaking commodity. There are like, you could be Brad Pitt on these apps and they would just swipe right past you because they're just going so fast. Because every guy they probably see is like a 5 on 10 or 8 on 10 or 10 on 10. But what guys do is guys just keep swiping. And then the next day they check from the 10 that matched, which ones are worth their time. Right. And so, a lot of people like don't want to admit they're looking for somebody, or they don't want to admit, but dude, most people meet online right now. My brother is a wedding planner in the US and he does Desi weddings pretty much every week. And I'm talking really high end $1 million weddings, whatever. And most of his clients meet online, and who doesn't? That is dating. Now it's not online dating anymore. It's just dating. You know what I mean? Like I make a joke right now that, ew, you guys met in real life through friends at a bar randomly. Like that's scary. You didn't get to stalk each other. You didn't get to understand the attributes and the traits of the person. Like, why would you do that? That's so scary. But like, it's just way more effective. We chat with our friends online. We watch stuff online. Why would you not meet your potential future partner online? It just makes zero sense to me, because just by chance meeting somebody at a bar is what we continuously do. Like, dude, that's the thing. Just like the yellow pages don't exist anymore, just like, you know, it doesn't make sense to really do cold calling as much, although WhatsApp is still very popular for direct communication. Like our, like, you know how we laugh at people who are doing outdated business strategies? Well, I'm laughing at people who are doing outdated freaking, wow, outdated, get it? Wow. Well, you guys, that's why I love doing this podcast with you guys. We just came up with like the best pun ever, outdated, dated. You know, like outdated dating. Wow, that's, I got to do something with that, you guys. That's impressive. So that's my point, dude. So you can say a lot on your online dating profile with using a right image that has detail, that has background, that has stuff. And here's another thing, man. A lot of these companies are data-driven companies. We have talked about this many times on the podcast, but data-driven, what does that mean, data-driven? Okay, I want to make sure my freaking sound data is recording. Okay, it is. Like, data-driven means that the algorithms and the computers, they know you better than you know yourself. Just like if you're scrolling on, how many of you have seen this? You'll be scrolling on YouTube and you subscribe to this podcast, which I hope you do, and 50 other channels. But you'll randomly see a video of like a cruise liner, like, you know, crashing into like the bay, or an airplane doing an emergency landing. And you're like, that's weird. This video has 95 million views of like planes landing in like snowstorms. I don't subscribe to this channel, but I did not know Sanjay has put out 5 new podcasts in the last 5 weeks. That's odd. It's not odd, because what YouTube is doing is they know you may not always be in the mood to hear me for like 15 minutes because maybe you're driving, or maybe you're bored, or maybe you're not in the mood for a little bit of productivity punch, but that's fine. I'm okay with that. But at the same time, they know you better than you know yourself, because you might say you want to watch TED Talks all day, but let's be honest, the data is showing that you want to watch cat videos all day or dog videos all day. Okay, and with these apps, they even use the data. Like, I know Tinder has a future, I mean, it does have a future, but I know it has a feature where you might think your best photo is in the mountains with your buddies, and guys, please stop, and women, please stop putting up pictures of 10 of you, all right? Because here's what's gonna happen. Either you are being an asshole saying you're the best looking person out of those 10, or the eyeballs are gonna wonder who are the other guys or girls in the photo, and you're not comfortable being the kind of like king of your castle, you know what I mean? Like, be confident, have pictures with your friends, or blur out your friends' faces. But like, people who just put up group shots, nah, okay. But with these apps, like, they know your best photo. They say, let's rotate the photo for you, because you might think that it's the picture of you with your six pack, or it's the picture of you with on your bike with the sunglasses, like every freaking other dude. But that's not the case, my friend. So yeah, I mean, there's just like, there's so many ways that you can have better luck on these things, and it's just more effective, and it also flexes your own muscles, right? Because if you're not gonna think about, if you're gonna look at something, dude, like, I tweeted a while back that like these days, you know, in India, for example, you need like, what did I say? Oh yeah, people spend more time deciding between like iPhone and Android than like deciding between a wife, you know what I mean? Like, but these are big decisions, and modern problems require modern solutions. And I really feel that there's so much, like, you don't need to be an artist, a painter, a singer, but you can do so much creativity just on your Tinder profile. Because if you're just like, a lot of guys do this as well, like, I don't understand why they do it. Like, why do men, mainly because I've done it, like, why do they downplay what they're doing? You know, like, you meet somebody and he's like a banker at Goldman Sachs, or he's an engineer at Wipro or Microsoft, and it's like, hey, what do you do? It's like, yeah, same boring computer shit. You know how it is. It's like, no, man. Like, I mean, don't talk to me about derivatives and bore my head off, but like, be a little bit enthusiastic about what you do, because that same guy is going to do that when a girl asks him what he does. And that's not attractive. It's fine. We all have boring jobs and work on spreadsheets and sit in cubicles. But if you're going to be down about it, whereas you might meet another girl who's like a marketing VP or like whatever, and maybe she also hates her job too, but she's like, oh yeah, you know, I help brands with something, but you can tell she's not like embarrassed about it. Or even if she does work at, you know, Infosys or whatever, she's like, yeah, I'm part of a team and we do automation for yada, yada, yada. So like, online dating is, it's not rocket science, but please, if things aren't working for you and you feel like they should be, because I have this theory that nobody is inherently ugly, you know what I mean? Online apps, for example, they got a bad rap initially because it was just all about the photo. But now, I mean, the photo is just one way to punch somebody. You know, you can punch them with your photo. You could not punch, but you could jab them with your photo. You could kind of touch them with your description or your job title. And all that stuff comes on the real estate of when they see you for half a second, dude. It takes the human brain, like, I think 0.2 seconds to register something. Meaning, if you saw me at a party, like, why are people always spotted? Like, if it's somebody recognizable, because your eyes register faces like at like lightning fast speed. So when people are swiping, I don't even think they spend more than a second these days. So in that second, You can have whatever photo the app decides to show for you, but you should also have what your job title is or a funny question like my dog is named after a Tarantino film, and give people the option to answer. Don't say, what do you think? But say something like, what's your favorite movie? Or yes or no, or red or blue, or big or small, because these are things that we see all the time in online stuff, but I think they need to be applied to personal relationships, right? B2B, but I'm talking me to me or me to you. So I hope that was helpful, folks. I apologize again. I don't know what's going on with me, but I recorded this earlier once, forgot to hit record on this button. So this is my second time around, but let me know your thoughts. And, you know, what do you think? What are some of your experiences with online dating? Because I honestly just think if a lot of people, instead of trying to definitely buy those upgrades and buy those features, because time is money and you would much rather just swipe on people who have already said yes. And I think it's totally worth it, whether it's $1K, $5K or whatever, or even $100 or whatever, and sign up for the new ones. You know, you never know who's on what. But I really think if people, instead of trying to reach more numbers, just try to maximize the numbers they already had or the opportunities they already had, that everything would just work up just fine. So be a little creative on your own social resume, which is your online dating profile. And yeah, I'd love to hear from you. So thanks so much. I'll see you guys next week.
Birdie num num. Birdie num num. Birdie num num. Yeah.